You are a traitor. You served us out.
Then why am I in here with you?
So good. Tahara.
Encryption on that sapling you guys found in Yemen. Check out the call log. 14 calls to Rome in early January, 17 calls to Berlin in March, 11 to Amsterdam in early May. Correlates exactly with the Al-Nathir bombings. Rome, Berlin, Amsterdam.
Where do the calls go?
Payphones located in largely immigrant Muslim neighborhoods.
What have you found on Samir Horn?
No criminal record. I searched NCIC, state and local databases, nothing so far.
Well, check with a military liaison, too. He sure as shit didn't learn to put detonates together in high school.
Allahu Akbar. Bismillah.
Salam alaykum, ya Sheikh. لديك شيء تعطيه للزكاة؟ ها؟ شوف فيها. تهضر معاك. كان هضر معاك. It's time to finish what we started.
It's already finished.
استكبرت. يا فرا، بلغ النحري. 50 واحد عندي. كلهم غير تكلم.
In a village in ancient India, there was a little goat and a priest. The priest wanted to sacrifice the goat to the gods. He raised his arm to cut the goat's throat, when suddenly the goat began to laugh. The priest stopped, amazed, and asked the goat, "Why do you laugh? Don't you know I'm about to cut your throat?" "Oh yes," said the goat. "After 499 times dying and being reborn as a goat, I will be reborn as a human being." Then the little goat began to cry. The high priest said, "Why now are you crying?" And the goat replied, "For you, poor priest. 500 lives ago, I too was a high priest and sacrificed goats to the gods." The priest dropped to his knees, saying, "Forgive me, I beg you. From now on, I will be the guardian and protector of every goat in the land." Now then, what does this ancient tale teach us?
That no living creature must ever be sacrificed.
What happened to the goat?
Ah, yes, the goat. The goat had many, many lives as a human being, until one day he turned into someone very strange indeed.
Mm-hmm.
must be willing to sacrifice some of the pawns if you want to win the game. Although, I think you do. You risk your life to share your food with a stranger.
That's not the same thing. I was just doing my duty.
I know never. Jihad is also your duty.
Tactics have changed.
Tactics always change. You don't defeat an empire fighting by the rules. Once upon a time, it was the Americans who were terrorists to the British. They forget the Navy story already.
Said this, but you're right. The military had a file on
Staff Sergeant Samir Horn, U.S. Army Special Forces, trained at Fort Bragg. Engineering and explosives.
All right, skip to the next page. Horn was his mother's name. She's from Chicago. His father was Sudanese, moved all over the Middle East, had ties with the Muslim Brotherhood, was killed in the car bombing in 78. Not sure which side was behind it. And that's, and it gets better. The Army sent Horn to Pakistan in 86 to train Afghan rebels. Besides, he wanted in on the action. When the war was over, he stayed behind.
But if I say to your children that the God of their fathers has sent me, they will ask, what is his name? And how shall I answer them?